Hey, I'm back. And I want to know how many of you can relate to some of these statements. Okay, so I'm really going to start eating right and working out in January. Okay, so now it's March and I'm going to get this body together for the summer. I'm going to get it right. Or your May class reunion is coming up and you say, I want to be in shape, or I want to lose weight for our summer vacation. It seems like we are always trying to get in shape or lose weight for a certain type of year or a certain big event. It seems like we're always looking for that one thing to be the catalyst to jumpstart us to get healthy or to lose weight. I want you to really sit back and think about the last time you weren't trying to be healthy. You were just living a life that included consistently making good choices about food and exercise. It's hard for us to imagine having a life where we're not always trying to be healthy. It's like we are event-driven when it comes to being healthy instead of living, and I mean really living and embracing a healthy lifestyle. Now, if you feel this way, you are not alone. It took me a long time to shift my mind from losing weight for this competition or this vacation, this wedding, for the new year. It really took me a long time from shifting from that event mindset to really living and embracing a healthy lifestyle for the long haul. So I want you to spend some time with me as I share ways to help you shift your perspective from just losing weight for the next big thing to embodying someone who embraces living a healthy lifestyle. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am your host, LaDawn Hickman, and I am so glad that you are here with me today on this Monday morning. So, or it might be afternoon or it might be evening, but at any rate, it is Monday. So thanks so much for starting your week off with me. So I am talking about living and embracing a healthy lifestyle and not always being on a quest to lose weight for an event, for a time of year, or whatever motivates us to, air quote, get in shape. So how do we get to a place where we are consistently eating nutritiously dense foods, exercising, and getting good rest? How do we get there? How do we, as they say, stay ready so we don't have to get ready when it comes to our health? When I think about my health and wellness journey, especially after competing, it was really, really hard for me to think about eating healthy and working out without having some end date or culmination to signal that I was done, that I had done it. And I find that to be the case with many of my clients, many of my friends, and women in general when I talk about health and wellness. It's always, I've got to lose weight to fill in the blank, whatever that is. So when I was thinking about this topic, I reflected on how I made the shift from eating healthy and working out as a part of who I am, rather than thinking about it as a means to an end. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand the desire to want to work out to look a certain way for special events. I get that. That's really not what I'm talking about. But my mind jumps back to that events mode from time to time because, well, I've spent a long time in that mindset. But living a healthy lifestyle for me means eating nutritious foods most of the time and consistently working out and getting good rest. Because if you listen to my podcast about sleep, you know I don't play when it comes to rest. But seriously, living a healthy lifestyle is part of who I am now. It's a part of my DNA. Because I know it's not easy, I want to share with you some tips and ideas and ways in which you can change the way you think about what I call event weight loss to make a positive change in your life and start living, and I mean really embracing a healthier lifestyle. And here's the thing, if you make the transition to thinking this way and doing the things that make a healthy lifestyle, losing weight can be a byproduct of that. But living and embodying a healthy lifestyle is so much more than just weight loss. It's about feeling your best and having energy and reducing your risk of developing, you know, health issues down the line. Many of us still view healthy living as like a temporary weight loss instead of a long-term lifestyle change. So I'm going to give you 10 things that can help you make the transition to living a healthy lifestyle, and I've actually broken them down into two groups. So the first five are like tactical tips, and if you're not doing these things already, they are simple, yet they're effective habits, and they're going to get you headed in the right direction. And here's the thing, I really want you to keep in mind that you don't have to do everything all at once. Pick one or two and focus on those until they become habits, and then add one or two more. So number one is work to eat balanced meals that contain a good source of protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates. And limit the processed and sugary foods. And again, if you're not already doing this, start with one meal and then work your way up. But really think about eating balanced meals throughout the day. Now, number two is, girl, move your body. Move your body. Exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Most of us are time starved and we're always on the go, and I'm sure that's the case for you too. So start with 20 minutes and then work your way up to at least 30 minutes five times a week. Again, take it slow and try to be as consistent as possible. So number three is get outside. Get outside and get fresh air for at least 15 minutes a day. Now, if you combine that with the first one, the one that I just said before, then you really are going to be in a good spot. So you want to make sure that you are getting outside, taking advantage of the sunshine, or even if it's a little cloudy, getting outside can do so much for the mindset. It can do so much for your overall well-being. So try to get outside for at least 15 minutes a day. Number four, stay hydrated. If you're not drinking enough water and it's a struggle, don't try to drink a gallon off the bat, all right? Start slow. If you're drinking 16 ounces a day, add 8 ounces each day. And try to keep that up until you're getting about half of your body weight or 8 glasses of water a day on the regular. So again, start slow. You don't have to chug a gallon of water immediately, but eventually you want to get to the point where water is just a part of what you do naturally, all right? So now these next five are these last five. You guys, I'm struggling today with making my mouth work. I may need to go get some more coffee. But now these last five tips are more to change the perspective or make a mindset shift about living a healthy lifestyle. So number one is to recognize that this is a journey, and it's okay if you get off track. Just like with anything else that we do, until it becomes ingrained and becomes a habit, you're going to have bumps in the road. But again, if you're consistent, and trust me, if you're consistent, it will become a part of who you are. If you embrace that, this is who you want to be. All right, so number two in this mindset piece of it is make realistic changes. Like I said earlier, trying to make too many changes at once will definitely set you up for failure. Small, consistent changes equal big, sustainable wins. So you want to make sure that you're realistic in what it is that you set out to do. Number three, and this is really important, is track your progress. Keep a journal or use a fitness tracker or an app to monitor your progress. This will help you stay motivated. It'll make sure that your actions are aligned with your goals and to make sure that you're reaching your goals. So track your progress in some way, shape, or form. And number four, celebrate your successes and reward yourself for reaching your goals. This is a way to keep you motivated. Oftentimes, and I'm going to speak from my own experience, I do something, I achieve it, and I'm on to the next. I never stay in that moment to celebrate that win. So when you find that you're drinking your 8 glasses of water a day, or that you've moved your body 20 minutes 5 times a week, celebrate that. That is a win, and you deserve to celebrate that win. And number five is ask for support or get help. If you're struggling to make healthy living a lifestyle, engage your family doctor, a nutritionist, or a certified coach to get advice and support. It's important to not only have the willingness, but also to have the support of someone who's going to partner with you on this journey. So in closing, I'd like to ask you to do two things for me. If you're in the habit of treating weight loss like an event, I want you to hit the reset button today. And I want you to start living a healthy lifestyle by just doing one or two of these habits and mindset shifts that I talked about earlier. And then I want you to keep building those habits. And then secondly, I want you to embrace that you are capable of living a healthy lifestyle. It does not have to be an event. It does not have to be a certain time of year. You are capable of doing it, and I want you to embrace that. If you embrace and believe it, then your actions will lead you to doing that. And lastly, please remember that it takes time, dedication, and commitment to make lasting changes. Small, consistent steps equal big, sustainable wins. All right, loves, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.